Are you ready to change your financial habits? Are you ready to change habits that are causing maybe stress and chaos for habits that'll bring you more peace and that will get you closer to your financial goals? On today's episode, we are talking about habits, the things we often do without thinking. Welcome to Wealth and Wisdom Together with Weslia and Willa. This is the podcast that empowers you to unleash your steward identity, transform your money mindset, and engage the habits to manage money confidently, live life purposefully, and build wealth intentionally.
So sit back and relax as we dig deeper into wealth and wisdom together. Welcome back to the Wealth and Wisdom Together podcast. We're Weslia and Willa, your financial sister and auntie, and we're walking with you as you embrace your steward identity and discover your unique path to financial fulfillment. Now, your steward identity is more than just a financial pathway. It's really a way of life. It's about knowing who God is, understanding who you are in Christ, and how the Holy Spirit guides you through the three pillars of financial fulfillment. And those are managing money confidently, living life purposefully, and building wealth intentionally. So, you know, Wes, I'm feeling great and excited to do this episode today. It's something we all deal with, habits. We all deal with our various habits. We all have them. But the question is, are they helping or hurting us financially? What say you?
Exactly. We're going to break down the habit loop, how it works, how it affects your financial goals, and how you can use it to your advantage instead of getting stuck in a negative cycle. So if you've ever felt like you're spinning your wheels when it comes to money, today's episode is for you. So, Willa, you know what? Let's start with the basics.
Okay.
What is a habit loop? So it's a three-part process. It's cue, C-U-E, routine, and reward. Now, the cue is what triggers the habit. The routine is the behavior itself, and the reward is the feeling or result you get from that behavior. Whether you're aware of it or not, this loop shapes many of your financial habits. And the scary part is that sometimes we don't even realize these habits are running on autopilot. For example, whenever you feel stressed, if you are like me, at moments of stress, you grab your phone and you just start scrolling on Instagram or TikTok. That's a habit loop at work. The feeling of stress is the cue. Scrolling is the routine. And then the reward is the temporary relief or the excitement you feel watching the memes and the reels. You know, they make you laugh. It kind of brings you down a little bit. So, you know, but what happens when the day ends and you still have tasks to complete?
Let's think about failing to track your spending. So this is a very common example. Have you ever get that feeling, that sinking feeling that when credit bills show up, that you just, here comes the bill, you're going to open it, and you go, oh my goodness. You start
spend
mentally,
that much?
Yeah. Or like me, did it add up to that?
Right.
And I start going back and checking it. But, you know, you start mentally adding up your purchases, hoping you haven't gone overboard. But typically, if you got that feeling, you've probably gone overboard. Yeah, I've been there. You stare at the unopened envelope for a while before opening it. Then you open it, your heart pounding because you know it's not going to be pretty. It's a classic sign that you're stuck in a negative habit loop around tracking your expenses, or rather, shall I say, not tracking your expenses. Now, in this example, the cue might be the ease of swiping your card without thinking that starts that routine of mindless spending and the reward. Now, maybe it's instant gratification, but the long-term consequences of that is stress. Remember how you felt when you opened up that envelope? Anxiety. Remember. And financial uncertainty. You're not really sure what you purchased or why the credit card bill is coming at the dollar amount that is coming.
But right.
It's there. You know, and another big one is impulsive buying. How many times have you gone into a store for one thing and come out with way more than you pay, you plan? I go to the store all the time. I mean, I won't say don't go to this giant big box that we all have memberships to, please. Because if you do, you're going to get so many wonderful things that you need. But did you plan on getting all that? You know, you run into a store for a pair of socks, but you leave with a pair of shoes, a leather jacket, and, well, you know, since I got these shoes and this jacket, I got to have a blouse or a pair of pants. Now, that's a habit loop, too. The cue for that could be something like seeing a sale. You see the sale, so you got to stop in. Their routine is purchasing impulsively. Well, it's on sale, so, you know, I better get it. And the reward is that dopamine hit or the adrenaline rush of the discount, whether you needed the item or not. It feels good because, hey, I got this on sale. I know I already got five of them, but, you know.
I can't leave this in the store. I can't believe this only costs this. I have to get this. I'll find somebody.
Oh my goodness.
Like when I called you about the Rite Aid closing.
Hey, I was like, get three.
Get three of them. Okay, I know somebody who uses this. I know somebody who I have to buy this. I went in there for
And I'm so appreciative. Because I know that it was antihistamine, y'all, and I paid $40 for them, and they got them for $14. Oh, yeah, give me two. You know, and while the immediate reward, it feels great when you go in there and do that. You do, but you end up feeling guilty or stressed. Later on, you do because you spent so much more than you wanted to. It's a cycle that can really hurt your financial goals also.
Yeah.
Because you're spending outside of your budget, you're doing it.
All right. So now that we've talked about the habit loop and how it can trap us, let's get into the good stuff, how to break those negative financial habits. So we're going to give you 7 actionable tips today.
The first tip is awareness. Awareness is key. Determine what habits are creating those financial challenges for you. Think about your spending habits, how you pay your bills, how you save. Start by tracking your spending and know where your money is going. You really need to know that. Sometimes just seeing it in black and white can be the wake-up call you need.
That
sometimes,
is true.
If you just see it,
yeah,
it'll kind of trigger.
Oops, it'll jar you. Sometimes. A lot of our clients are shocked when they actually track it and see what they're spending. They get that aha moment like, that's why I've been feeling this way. Right. Exactly. So tip number 2, use triggers to your advantage and find a replacement behavior or routine. So what is the replacement behavior for not tracking or impulsive buying? It would be to have a simple budget, have a list. You know, I go in the big box store with a list. The big box store should not be known as the $400 store, or Target should not be known as the $100 store. Because every time you go into Target, you know you're going to spend $100. Have a list.
Yeah.
And then only buy what's on that list. That's how you can change the behaviors. So anytime you're going to change a behavior, I advise that you make a list of all the options.
Mm-hmm.
What are all the options? What are all the different behaviors that you could do to replace the behavior that you want to change? Select the option that's most appealing to you. Consider the cost, hassle, and likelihood of compliance. So don't create a new habit that you know you're not going to be able to continue to do. Really think about what that replacement habit could be. And then, you know, considering the cost and the hassle, let that be your new habit. Now, here's a hack called habit stacking. And this, I got this, this idea comes from the Atomic Habits book by James Clear. So if you check your email every morning, right? That's something that you already do. You don't even think about it. You check your email. So what you could do to add to that habit is after you check your email, take 15 minutes and update your spending record.
Mm-hmm.
Take 15 minutes and track your budget. What did you spend the day before? Update your budget. Look at your credit cards. Look at your debit cards. Track what you spent. It could take you about 15 minutes after you check your email. And now the reward is taking control of your money, seeing where you're spending, and now you're able to make necessary adjustments in a timely manner. So you don't have to wait till the end of the month to update your budget. You update your budget on a daily basis, and you can do that by stacking the habit. When I check my email in the morning, after I check my email, I'm going to take 15 minutes and then I'm going to track my spending and make sure that I see where my money is going in alignment with my budget.
Love that hack. Love that. Now, let's talk about another tip. Tip number three, set a goal to commit for just 1 month. If you can stick to your new routine or your new habit, replacement behavior for just 1 month, you're in good shape. Because it will establish itself in your regular routine.
Yes.
Now, you really do have to expect to deal with some negative feelings and some negative impulses during the first 30 days, because that's that month that you are rearranging.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new paradigm. You're changing that habit.
Yes.
So don't give up. Set it. Stick to it. And move forward. Just keep it, let it become what you do. Let it become that new habit. You're giving yourself a month.
Yes. I like how you reminded everyone that those negative feelings are going to come up.
Yeah.
Because tip number four is to remind yourself of how great it will be to change this habit. So when those negative feelings come up, for example, think about the peace of mind of being able to pay your credit card off monthly, because you actually budgeted what you're going to spend according to your cash flow. So because you're tracking, you know what your budget is, and if you're using your credit card for everyday expenses, you're bringing those expenses into your budget plan that is already in alignment with your cash flow, meaning the money that you have coming in versus the money that you have going out. Mm-hmm. Now, at the end of the month, when the credit card bill comes, all you have to do is just pay that bill off.
That's it.
And you're done. Not only are you paying it off, you're increasing your credit score, because you're going to show that you're paying it off timely. You have increased your utilization. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a bonus when you can actually take control. And that, so remind yourself of how great it's going to be when you actually change the habit.
Oh, I love that. Now, another tip, tip number five. Listen, we have to reflect regularly on what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think in terms of project management. Assess your progress and adjust your routine, your behavior as needed. Don't just set it and forget it. Keep on checking so you can stay and keep yourself on track. Mm-hmm. That's what we do when we're dealing with projects. We check to see how far we've gone, what we may need to change, mm-hmm. what we may need to continue, how we need to tweak something. But that's what you do. Don't just set it and forget it. As you change that behavior, something that's kind of pushing you off track, Swing that around a little bit and get yourself back on track so you can keep going.
Absolutely. Tip number 6, deal with slippage with grace.
Yeah.
There's a good chance. We talked about the negative feelings that you're going to have in the first 30 days, but there is a good chance that you're going to slip. Not one time, yep, maybe two times along the way. Accept that you're not perfect and resolve to do better tomorrow. Determine what led to your slip up and find a solution. So what was it that caused the slip up so that you know how to combat it again? And then in some instances, sometimes you have to be forward thinking and say, okay, and I'll use impulsive spending again as the example. As we approach the holiday, you know, you're going to start shopping more. So what can you do now, knowing that the holidays are coming up, to keep you from overspending when you're going out or when you're online, specifically shopping for said purchases? Make your list. Make your Christmas list. Who are the people you're buying for? Just because you see that other thing doesn't mean you have to get it for yourself, because you're going to be mindful. We're changing the routine of impulsive spending, as an example.
And finally now, this is tip number 7. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Celebrate it. Every time you hit a milestone, reward yourself. This reinforces the positive habit loop that you are now establishing and keeps you motivated. It keeps you motivated, wanting to move forward in there. And let's be honest, breaking bad habits and creating new ones, it really isn't easy, especially when you're doing it alone. I've tried that. So this is where accountability becomes key. When you're working with a financial coach, like ourselves, you have someone in your corner who's there to encourage you, hold you accountable, and gently guide you back on track when you slip. We are not there to judge you, but to support you as you grow into the financial steward that you're really called to be.
Yes.
So if you've been trying to change your financial habits on your own and haven't seen the progress you've hoped for, it might be time to consider partnering with the financial coach. Together, you can break those old cycles and build new habits that will reflect your true identity and lead you toward the financial fulfillment that you desire.
So what are your takeaways from this episode? This is what we want you to think about.
Yeah.
What are the cues that trigger your financial habits? And are they leading you toward your goals or away from them? How can you replace a routine that's not serving you with one that aligns with where you're going, one that aligns with your values and your goals? And then third, what small positive financial routine can you start today that will help you build the future that you envision? Because we know that developing smart, effective financial habits ensures financial health, just as poor financial habits will guarantee financial challenges, disaster, mayhem, chaos. But changing any habit can be a challenge. And we've talked about in a previous episode, but we talked about why changing habits can be so hard. So you can go ahead and listen to those episodes. But financial habits are not an exception. The same strategies to change any other type of habit,
that's right,
are applicable to financial habits. Find a substitute behavior that delivers the same benefits without the negative aspects.
Yeah.
Predict likely obstacles and develop a plan to deal with them. Change slowly and expect a few setbacks. Look at your triggers and find a way to work around them. And again, the same process can be used to change your eating habits, to develop habits for your spiritual growth and development, to adopt a new exercise program. I mean, if you understand the cue, routine, reward system, or the habit looping system, and how to change the habits that get you the desired outcomes without the negative impact, you're going to be able to change habits.
All types.
All types.
Yes.
In every area of your life.
Now, before we wrap up, you all know we always,
always
have to leave you with some wisdom from the word. Now, today's scripture is a very familiar one.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12 and 2. Do not be conformed to the world, to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. This verse really is a beautiful reminder that real transformations starts in our minds. Mm-hmm. When it comes to our financial habits, it's about renewing how we think, breaking the old cycles, and stepping into a new way of living that aligns with God's purpose for us, our values, and our goals. Yes, it's all about making intentional choice that reflects the transformation we want in our lives.
Yeah.
Now, we can only do it with God's help, because with it, we can create habits that honor our goals and leads us directly into financial fulfillment.
So are you ready to change your financial habits? Are you ready to change habits that are causing maybe stress and chaos for habits that will bring you more peace and that will get you closer to your financial goals? Hopefully these steps that we provided for you today will allow you to do just that. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Wealth and Wisdom Together. I'm your financial sister, Willa's your financial auntie, and our end goal for you is to activate the power of your steward identity and discover your unique path to financial fulfillment, trusting God, trusting yourself, and trusting the process. So bye for now and continue walking in wealth and wisdom together.
Hey family, if you would like to support us, please make sure to hit the subscribe button so you won't miss any future episode. And if you found this episode valuable, please share it with your friends and family on social media.
Don't forget to follow and like us on Instagram and Facebook at Wealth Wisdom Together. Your support means the world to us and helps us to continue to provide great content for you. Thank you for listening and look forward to another great episode next week.